Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Press and go. Just press and go.
That's our motto.
Life's a show when you just press and go.
No, literally, that's our 2024 motto.
Just press and go.
We don't have time for glue. We need to just press and go.
Stop with the glue. Glue is so 2002.
Wow.
We're talking about Impress, Press On Falsies, and Press On Manicure. The Impress Press-On Falsies are these lashes that require zero glue. They have a variety of different styles. I personally am a fan of the natural and also the wispies. I like applying a few just to the corner of my eyes. And honestly, this is faster for me than applying mascara. It is so quick. I gotta also tell you the falsies, one thing I forgot to mention, they're the underlash. It's underneath the lash. So they look super, super realistic. No glue, just press and go.
Speaking of press and go, let's talk about the Impress No Glue Manis that I am obsessed with. If you follow me, you know that I am in my press-on era right now because I do not have time to sit in the chair at the salon like many of you for like 2 hours. And that's fine because thanks to Impress, you can have a super fabulous mani in seconds. You don't have to apply any glue. They come in all different styles, and the Impress manicure has a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days.
If you want to try the no glue mani or press on falsies from Impress that won't damage your nails or lashes, just go to Impress, that's impressbeauty.com/Los Angeles, and then use our code Los Angeles to check out for 25% off Impress manicure and press on falsies.
Hi, Kirby.
Hi, Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
Okay, we have a guest today, and we are so excited
to be with her.
We're actually at her beautiful studio in Beverly Hills.
Can you guys guess?
I mean, you guys know it's Shawnee Darden. Okay, Shawnee is one of our favorites. We were talking about Shawnee before we came here, and we were saying that we love her no bullshit approach to skincare. Like, when you go get a facial with Shawnee, she's not like she does a lovely arm massage. She like does all the amazing
it's
treatments.
It's like very beautiful.
But it's to the point.
Yes. Like, she'll tell you what you're doing, what you shouldn't be doing to your skin.
Yeah. She's like, I'm not just going to like let you luxuriate for a second.
And she goes
for
ham on those blackheads.
She gets the extractions and she goes hard on them, which is like my favorite part.
And then we are just like glowy angels right after.
Exactly.
I love this.
So Shawnee Darden, obviously a renowned esthetician and the secret behind some of Hollywood's most flawless faces, including Jessica Alba, Chrissy Teigen, and Rosie Huntington-Whiteley. Her passion for simple yet effective and no bullshit solutions have garnered her a loyal client base and a massive social media following, so much so that Shawnee is often booked out a year in advance. So good luck trying to book an appointment. In June 2019, Shawnee opened her first flagship studio, which we are at right now here in Beverly Hills, where she treats clients and shares her expertise with her followers on Instagram. We are so thrilled to have Shawnee on our podcast today. Thank you for taking the time. We know you're such a busy woman.
So excited to be here.
A lot of people, when we ask, when we first got started, hey, what guests would you like to see on the show? You were definitely in the top five.
Oh my God, I love that.
So it's like an
That's
amazing.
That's not surprising. Come
That's
on.
So yeah. Nice.
But you know, it's funny because before you even opened the studio, you were like, y'all should come over and we should do like a sleepover.
We're going to do that.
Yeah. Can
we're
we actually
that.
Do it?
I want to do that. I said, you invite the people.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I was
God.
Like, I no, wanted to so bring cheap. It up again because I want it to happen, but I also didn't want to be rude in case it wasn't going to happen.
No, we're going to have like, we'll have bathrobes and like the whole thing, wine, and just like hang out.
Oh my God. Yes.
And you can teach us like how to massage our faces
yes
and stuff.
Yes, let's do it.
Oh my God, wait, can Becca Tilly please come?
There's no way she's not coming.
I'm obsessed with her. I love her Instagram stories. Obviously, I know you guys are really friends. Good. She's a good one.
We'll make the guest list. Yeah. And then you make the list.
Yep, done. Wow. And I'll get the ropes.
Yes. Okay, perfect. So let's start from the beginning. Before you became the fabulous Shawnee Darden, let's talk about your start and how you transitioned into working with celebrities. Because I know we have a lot of estheticians that listen to our podcast.
Yes.
And they want to get into the celebrity world. Can you talk a little bit about your experience?
There's also rumors that you maybe starred in some music videos.
It's not true. It's not true.
I mean, you look like a model, so
before
I feel like that might be true.
Before becoming an esthetician, I moved out here to model, and I quickly found out I was not going to get any modeling jobs, and so I kept getting cast in music videos. Mm-hmm. So I was in a bunch of music videos, but I didn't know how to dance.
But
so
weren't you getting cast in
I don't know. I mean, there wasn't really, I feel like there wasn't like a ton of modeling at that time here. It was just like commercials and stuff like that, commercial modeling.
Yeah.
So I just kept getting cast in music videos, and it was just like awful, and I had no idea what it was doing.
What music videos?
Just like a lot. Like LL Cool J was one of my really big ones. I was a tunnel girl and I was like rolling around on the ground.
No.
We can find you.
100% you can find that.
Do you know?
Something like a phenomenon.
Oh my God. You're a legend. Wait, that's amazing.
Do you know Vanessa Beletic then?
No.
Are you familiar with her?
Oh, yes.
First of all, you two would be like best friends.
Oh, yes.
She was my producer at Pop Sugar for years. She's like the most stylish woman on the planet.
And she can dance.
She can dance her ass off. And she like sent me a video. She sent me Justin Timberlake's Senorita video. And she's like, they filmed with me and then cut me out to one part. And like, it's just so funny seeing her because she's like, that was back in the day, like when I was just trying to schlep it. And she's like in a Michael Jackson video. It's like stuff that you're saying people would say.
I just didn't have any dancing ability, but like I tried to go with it and it just like wasn't me. And I just woke up one day and I was like, I'm never doing that again.
It
just was so not me.
Yeah.
And so then I went to school to be an esthetician.
Okay.
Had you always cared about your skin?
Since I was like 8. Always been totally crazy about my skin. I don't know. Like, I just had it from a very young age. And I remember, like, I was breaking out and I would get weird rashes. And I remember really wanting to go to the dermatologist. Mm-hmm. And I lived in a really small town. And my mom had to take me to Burlington, Vermont, which was an hour away. You had to go on a ferry to get there.
Wait, where are you from originally?
Well, Manhattan, New York, I was born. But then I grew up in Plattsburgh, New York, which is by, like, Montreal, Canada.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Like so, way up north.
And you were like, I feel like I'm a Cali girl.
I just knew I wasn't.
Get out there.
I knew that I needed to be in like a bigger city.
Yeah.
Like I knew that wasn't my vibe.
Totally.
Because your vibe to me is such SoCal, Los Angeles, goddess, don't you think?
Oh my God, I die for you.
Easy breezy, laid back. So you went to esthetician school. What school did you go to?
It was called Marinello. It got closed down.
I
don't think it's here anymore. They used to have like a bunch of them, I think.
They were huge. And then they actually recently closed down. Like they went bankrupt or something, which is so sad.
Yeah.
A lot of people went to that school specifically.
For sure.
Yeah.
And then after that, I kind of went from there. I knew I wanted to do it. So I was already working as a receptionist at a spa, hoping when I get out of school, they'll let me work here. They didn't let me work there, but one of the estheticians got me a job working for a dermatologist. Okay. So that's kind of where I learned everything. I was so lucky to get that job because otherwise you come out of school, you really have no idea what you're doing.
Totally.
Because you're really going to school just to pass that state board.
And get your license,
that's it.
Right?
And you come out and you're like, oh, I have no idea what I'm going to do. So working for her, that's where I learned everything.
Totally. So I think that's actually a really great point because a lot of times people want to know, where'd you go to school? But especially with estheticians, you go just to learn protocol, to get your license, things like that. And you really learn a lot of what makes you an esthetician from the people you train under.
100%.
And you train under some amazing people.
Yeah.
So I think the fact that you work with a dermatologist is a really big part of it too.
Yeah,
that's
for
like
sure.
Why you know so much about
also,
skin.
Also, you know, that's luck too. Like most dermatologists aren't going to let someone that just came out of school work for them.
Totally.
So it was like really lucky that she did. Like they threw me in. Like,
completely. But you must have been super eager and like
beyond,
impressive.
But scared out of my mind. Yeah. So, and I worked directly with Dr. Benitez. Mm-hmm. And so what would happen is I would give the facial and then she would come in and look at their skin and say what they needed. So I learned different medications and different skin conditions. So, but you don't learn that at a spa.
Totally. No.
At all.
No. Yeah. And that's, I think that's amazing.
Yeah.
Especially like pinpointing skin conditions.
Yeah.
I always think about wanting to just intern for a dermatologist.
No, I mean, you totally 100%
should do that.
It would be my dream.
Like I know it would be.
That would be one of my dreams.
Just teach us everything.
Yeah. So, okay, how did you transition into having celebrity clientele?
When I worked at one of the spas, I met Jessica Alba, and so that's how it happened. And I think just because when she's so loyal with the people she works with, and we had become friends over time, that once she put me in, it was Allure magazine, then I think it just slowly started happening.
Well, because we've talked about this, so I got a facial with Shawnee a little bit before this podcast, and we were joking that nobody's your client in LA. Like,
right.
Like you can say like, oh, this is my client, but then you'll see that different people go after your quote unquote client.
Right.
But I actually have found a lot of celebrities are diehard loyalists to the people that they end up working with.
Especially you, I feel. Like yeah. Your clients are like super loyal to you.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had the same clients forever, so I am really lucky, but that's sort of how it all came about.
Is it ever awkward though when Jessica mentioned you in Allure and she said, you know, this is my esthetician right. that I work with, at least she said it, but then I feel like sometimes we get pitched people as so-and-so's esthetician or so-and-so's right. hairstylist, and it's like they haven't worked with them in years.
I never let that happen.
Yeah.
So I always make sure, like, if someone hasn't come to see me in a year, let them.
That's good.
I also don't really talk about anyone.
Yeah.
But if somebody needs to use a name, it's like if they actually see me, yes. But I'm not if I haven't seen them in a year. There's no way.
Totally. Right. And you have such a strong following on Instagram, and people like love to hear your tips and tricks. But I think also there is that celebrity aspect that they're like, oh, she does so-and-so's skin. But you, on the other hand, aren't. Like you, this whole like influencer culture is like not your cup of tea. You don't
but you're
consider
also
yourself
so
that.
Good at it. Like I know that you
I mean,
don't consider
I'm
yourself
practicing, but it's that
your content is amazing.
It's not an easy thing. I mean, it takes a big push for me to do all of that. It was really hard in the beginning, but now you're just kind of like, yeah. We're gonna as long as it comes off, you know, authentic. Yes.
Yeah. I want to just touch on the fact that you started out of your house, right?
No. So I used to, I mean, before here, yes.
Right.
But before that, I worked everywhere. I worked at a bunch of different places. I even worked out of Jessica's house for a little bit.
Wow.
I had left a spa and she was like, and by the way, we didn't even know each other that well. Like I was just her esthetician. Maybe I'd gone to like a party at her house once. And she was like, you know what? Why don't you just set up at my house? And so she set up an area. I think she actually had it set up for me. Like, I didn't even do that. And it was a house she was renting because she was fixing her own house. And it had like this side area to it. And I just set up there and worked. It was so crazy.
She's incredibly generous. Yes. Holy crap.
Yeah, wow.
So crazy. So then I worked there, a doctor's office, bounced around, and then what happened was I was pregnant with my second child, and I was working all the time at a doctor's office, and you know, like I was just like big, and like it was a lot of, like I constantly was giving facials, and Jessica actually was like, you have a back office at your house, just set up there.
Yep.
And I did it thinking no one would come, but what happened was is everyone wanted to come. So then I was like, well, I can't go back to the doctor's office. So that's how it happened.
Yeah, and I loved that.
Me
I mean,
too.
Obviously, it's the new place is stunning.
It just had great energy.
Yeah, it really did.
Yeah.
It felt very cozy and very...
Very you and the music that you played. I mean, it's still very much the same vibe here, but like...
Definitely, I love that. I thought I would never, ever leave. I really, truly was like, this is what I want to do. Like, I don't want to move. It just seems so private.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was able to create this, and this has been amazing and also really private.
Yeah. Yeah. So a lot of people want to know about your clients because they truly have amazing skin. What's the key to getting the glow some of your
most popular clients
would have?
I don't know. It's just having all, using all the right products. I'm really into peels.
Yep.
So, and a good peel will always give you that amazing glow. I think that's kind of everything sort of based around the peel. And I have one peel that I developed myself, and that's usually what I kind of use for any kind of like event or that's my go-to.
Is there anybody that you think should stay away from peels?
Like a specific skin type?
I mean, if you're super, super sensitive, you can't, but otherwise, no. I think it also depends on the type of peel, how strong the peel is. You know what I mean? I tend to use pretty light peels.
Yeah.
I don't really love really deep peels.
Yeah.
Unless you have a lot of damage. Otherwise, I kind of stay away from them.
It can just be too much for
your skin. I just think like we're overdoing it. You end up damaging your skin. I think I used to work at this place and we were taught just to exfoliate every day. Like, yeah, that's all she wanted you to do is exfoliate.
Like physical exfoliate?
Yeah, and chemical. And because of that, I think that that's why I have pigmentation is from that.
Oh, I agree. So Shawnee and I both have melasma.
Mm-hmm.
It's like how we bonded initially. We're like, oh yeah, we're in this club together.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I told her initially before, like the first time I saw her, was I was a chronic overexfoliator. And I've talked about that a lot on the podcast, but really it was like I was doing a scrub in the shower,
yeah,
like on my Clarisonic or cleansing brush, yeah, whatever you want to call it,
right,
sorry. And then, you know, would go ham with like chemical exfoliants too. And it was making my skin so thin and red,
yeah,
and ruddy.
It was also like very trendy, like 5 years ago. 100%.
You know? Like all the lasers that everyone does,
yeah,
they're peeling lasers. And then on top of it, we're all using the most active ingredients now.
Totally.
We didn't used to all use retinols and things like that. So you're using all those things, you're going to damage your skin.
Exactly. Totally. And it can actually cause more pigmentation. I know my melasma is a result of my birth control, but I think for a while it was so bad because I was just constantly exfoliating my skin. So if you notice that you have melasma and it's getting worse, like chill out on exfoliation.
Yeah.
You're also really big with sunscreen.
Love sunscreen.
Right?
All the sunscreen. Well, it's just that all the damage that you see, people are always like, well, I'm starting to get wrinkles and I'm fine lines and wrinkles and discoloration. It's like, it's the sun. I mean, it really is. That's what ages you. My mom is the palest person in the universe, and I just saw her, and I think my mom's like 68 now. I should know my mom's age. And I was looking at her when I came, and I said, I'm so lucky if I just follow the path. I mean, she's really fair too.
Yeah.
And she has never been in the sun,
yeah,
like ever.
Oh my God, she sounds like my mom.
Oh my God.
Pristine.
Never in the sun.
Yeah.
Doesn't use anything, has never used a retinol, doesn't use anything, but she's just never been in the sun.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had Renee Rouleau, which we know you're,
mm-hmm,
good friends.
Love her.
You're friends with her. And she actually talked about, you know, she's like, I know everybody says you should have sun protection. It's like the staple that estheticians tell their clients, but really, if you're not protecting your skin the right way, it affects the entire rest of your routine.
Yeah.
So we just talked about overexfoliation. What do you think is another big factor that's negatively affecting people's skincare routines right now?
Like what products or like, I mean,
just like a mistake.
Yeah. Maybe a mistake that you think people are making.
I think overexfoliation.
Yeah,
is like number,
yeah,
one, right?
I mean, yeah. I think the mistake that everyone's making is they're doing too much. I think more so like the lasers and all of the things that everyone, it's just too much. Also, another thing is that people will read about a product that somebody's using and they think, nobody thinks about like you have to use the product that's right for your skin type.
Mm-hmm.
So people will use it and not understand like why they're breaking out.
Exactly. There's just too many products.
So many.
And there's editor overload. You know, we're constantly trying to weed through everything. But because beauty is a $500 billion business, like everybody wants a piece of the,
yeah,
pie.
Yeah, for sure.
So, like, for the 100th time, par back your routine.
Yes, yes.
Take a breather. Do a three-step thing. If you're,
yeah,
you know, overloading and your skin's not reacting the way you want to. I mean, it's all inflammation. Like, everything, the root cause is inflammation. So just, like, take it down a notch.
Yeah.
Shawnee, you obviously show us on your Instagram, but can you tell our listeners who maybe haven't followed you, what's your routine at home? Like, how many products are you using?
I'm really, really simple. So morning, I cleanse. I use an antioxidant. I use a vitamin C product and then sunscreen that's already has moisturizer in it. So I'm done. And then at night, I cleanse. I use retinol every night. I exfoliate with a chemical exfoliant once a week, and then I moisturize. Sometimes I also use hyaluronic acid before. Kind of switch that up, but I'm pretty much always using a retinol.
So let's jump into retinol then. Obviously, you created retinol reform. All of your clients have talked about this. You reformulated this year or just repackaged?
Repackaged, which is repackaging again, but okay. We'll get into that.
Later. Oh, really?
Yeah, so everything's going to change in a few months.
Okay.
New packaging, you will both get it.
Wow.
But for now, because I had the packaging of all the other products and then that retinol was just all by itself. So yep. I felt bad for it.
Totally.
So we just threw it into a new chic bottle for now.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
So then let's talk about retinol, because a lot of people have a love-hate relationship
yes.
with it. I actually got to the point where I'm finally at a good place with retinol. Like, I can put it on at night and my skin isn't super red the next day, or it isn't flaky.
Right.
And I think sometimes people are like, I'm just too sensitive for retinol.
Right.
Is there a right way to use it?
Well, I think everybody's scared because when people think of retinol, they think of like Retin-A.
Yep.
And so that's why everyone's afraid, but it's not the same. And I think the most important thing with using any retinol is that you start with 1 to 2 times a week and build up. So
okay.
if you build up slowly, then you're going to know when you need to stop, because you're like, okay, now I'm starting to get a little dry.
Yeah.
Would you say that it's like finding the right pair of shoes or something? Like, there's different retinols for different
sure.
skin types, different people.
Yeah, and some people can handle a prescription and some people can't. Like, I can use one, but I can't use one every day. A prescription, obviously, they're giving you the same effect. It's just prescription would be faster. But
yeah.
also, like, if you're going to have all that downtime using one, why use one? Which
yeah.
is why I made mine.
Yeah.
So I fell in love with retinol from working for the derm. So that was where it started. Also, like, if you look at people that have been using retinol since, you know, like their 20s
yeah.
and they're in their 50s now, you die. You're like, they have like the nicest skin ever.
Beautiful texture,
yeah.
firmness,
yeah.
all that
actually,
good stuff.
My next question is, like, what age should people start using a retinol?
I would start using a retinol in my 20s for sure.
Yeah, right. And like, even if it's once a week, like
yeah.
get started in that area. And also, you know, Shawnee has hers, but there's obviously plenty of retinols
so
that are
many.
Over the counter.
I don't think there is a line that doesn't have a retinol now, because
yeah.
everybody
oh
knows.
Yeah.
yeah.
Something actually blew my mind, and I knew this, but I don't know. I knew it, but I didn't. Like, really think about it. Like, retinol isn't an exfoliator. Like, people think retinol's an exfoliator because it makes some people's skin
just,
flake
yeah.
and stuff like that. But it's, like, such a deeper... It's actually cell turnover.
Right.
Like, that's the difference. And
right.
I think people have been using those two terms interchangeably. Like,
right.
cell turnover and exfoliation.
Yeah.
And using it probably so much so that they can see their skin
right.
like a layer coming off, when it's like, that's not what's supposed to be happening.
Yeah,
it's
and
supposed
I
to be brighter and smoother.
And I know that actually a lot of experts are now speaking out and saying you can wear retinol during the day. Dr. Loretta brought hers up mm-hmm. and said, you know, this is actually a vitamin C and retinol serum that you can put on in the morning. Which at first I was like, are you on drugs, lady? Like,
right.
what are you talking about?
Right.
But I think that's also like a trend we're going to start seeing in 2020,
for sure.
people
yeah.
wearing retinol during the like their morning routine.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's just you always want to be careful.
Of
you
course.
Obviously have to be a person that is not going to, you know, you're not someone that wants to be in the sun.
Exactly.
What did you use when you were pregnant?
No retinol.
No retinol?
I used Active Serum by Is Clinical. I love
yeah.
that.
Is that what you recommend? Like your...
Well, all of their products don't, with Is Clinical, they don't go into the bloodstream. So I love all their products. Really great for when you're breastfeeding or pregnant.
You turned me on to their ProHeal serum,
yeah.
which is fantastic.
Is that the same one?
Vitamin
no.
C, E, and A.
Okay,
yeah.
no. You recommended the HydraCool.
That's hyaluronic acid.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, they make it, like...
Their products are so good.
Yeah, I always say IS Clinical.
Me too.
I didn't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I did too, but they were like, well, we don't even care, but it is clinical.
Okay,
is and clinical. By the way, I'd been calling them IS for years, and they just told me.
Great.
Perfect.
I learned something new.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what treatments are you excited about?
Microcurrent. That's what I'm most excited about. I also really love. I told you about that little microneedling stamp. I'm obsessed with that.
Yes. Yes. The one from our friend Vanessa Lee.
Yes. Yes. Love the microinfusion. That. Yep. I have that. I really like it. I think it's great.
What do you use in yours?
So she gives you a hyaluronic snail mucin.
And it has glycolic in
okay.
it too.
Oh, really?
Did she put Botox in yours?
So
she put Botox in mine.
Okay, so there's the one that she makes, and then there's the one that she can administer at the things we do.
Well, no, she has, it's the same exact tool. It's just the difference is when you come and see her, she puts Botox and filler in it.
So okay, then I took it home because there was still some left over.
Right.
Ah, okay.
But then if I'm refilling it at home, then it's just hyaluronic acid. Yeah.
Got it. Yeah, I have done... I was thinking about this after we talked about it. I have done the micro infusion with the mix of hyaluronic acid and Botox, and she did it under my eyes. Not Vanessa, somebody else did it under my eyes, which I thought was nice for like a plumping effect, especially because I have like a hollowness under my eye. And it's a way to get Botox in that area without the injection, because you should not be Botoxing under that area. I actually have had a friend that did that, and it like made her eyes droopy. Like it made her have like the sad droopy eyes. I know. And like on top of that, optically, like you could go blind.
Right.
FYI.
We're not doing that.
So like don't do that, everybody. No. Microinfusion's like a safer way to do that. But you have these, back to microcurrent, because I am now a huge fan of microcurrent.
I love microcurrent so much.
I think in my 20s, when I would get microcurrent done to me, I'm like, okay, whatever.
Right.
What's it doing?
But of course, like I was in my 20s, I didn't have, you know, like I didn't see like the jowls coming on, but Shawnee has these amazing amazing gloves. And this is kind of what I mean when she's like, no bullshit. Like she's not like, okay, so I'm going to put this on your face and it's going to feel weird. Literally, she just started going and I felt it in my tooth. Like I felt the microcurrent in my left tooth.
Wait, I feel like you warned me.
Oh my God. No. Well, maybe because we were just talking. We were talking about everything. And literally it was just like,
I didn't take
any video of this, and I wish I would have, but I have told Shawnee this.
We can throw my video on there.
So good,
I just want to enjoy her facials when she's doing them, but then we talk the whole time, so whatever. But it is the craziest thing. And then afterwards, your face is actually lifted.
For sure.
But
it works so well.
It's pretty gentle.
It's gentle.
And unless it hits a nerve or your tooth.
Well, you can go up. Also, I was really nice to you. But you can go up really high with those.
Yeah. And it wasn't, it doesn't hurt. It's just a weird sensation. Yeah. Like I always get a metallic taste.
Yeah.
And then I felt it like in my tooth, which was hilarious. And that's how I knew it was like the microcurrent gloves. But a lot of celebrities do microcurrent ahead of a big event because of the instant lifting effect. And over time, it's supposed to help actually like stimulate.
It's like exercise for your muscles.
Yeah, exactly.
So Shawnee, you said that you do it on yourself like every day.
Every day.
Oh my God, I'm so jealous. Yeah. I literally, when I saw you had those, I started like Googling like microcurrent gloves.
Can purchase this on Amazon?
I don't think you can purchase those gloves.
Yeah, I think it's probably for the best. I mean, if there's a will, there's a way. Right. You know that we'll find it.
Well, there's the new facial mask, right, that Peach and Lily came out with. Microcurrent.
That's interesting. Really? Have you heard of this?
No.
It's a sheet mask, and it's a serum that's actually activated and the first in the world that you don't need, like, an actual current.
I need
current.
To see this.
I'm going to send this. I'm going to DM it to you. Because at first when I saw it, I was like, this is bullshit. But then I started reading about it, and it's one of the...
Oh, I did see this.
I'm dying to try it.
I saw this, but what happens?
Basically, it's the first in the world that utilizes a serum that actually creates the microcurrent instead of needing like a device to create it, which I think is super interesting. Now, I'll say this. I don't think it's going to be as powerful.
No.
No.
It's going to take much longer to see results, but it's probably...
Oh, wow. It's all there. Wait, you haven't done this yet?
No.
You need to do this right now. We need to know about it.
We need this immediately. I will also say I would have loved to have seen them do it on someone that actually needed lifting.
Yeah.
Because she had like beautifully taut skin. Like she didn't need it.
Here's the before and afters.
Oh,
we're getting these tomorrow. We need to check this out.
Yeah.
We need to know what's going on.
I need to try this and get it on my face immediately. But yeah, I think microcurrent over the past couple of years... Lasers, peels, like all of those things have been really popular. But I think 2020 the focus is going to be microcurrent. And obviously there's like New Face and Zip and all of those devices. But I think 2020 is going to be the year that people actually are like, no, I need a microcurrent device in my home. Like,
yeah.
I want to have it. You know what I mean?
You also are a big proponent of LED lights.
I love LEDs so
much. I feel like you were probably one of the first people that used it.
Well, I remember first having it done before I started in a facial, and I just, it was so great. And it's such an instant, you can instantly see a glow. And also for someone that has acne, it's like so healing so quickly.
Is there a specific light that works better? I can't remember which one is which.
Red and blue are my favorite. So blue is kills the bacteria for acne. Red boosts collagen in the skin.
Great.
And then there's white as well, right?
Infrared. So mixed together, same thing, speeds up healing. So all combined.
And you have like a panel also that you like sit in front of.
I have a panel and I have a bed.
A bed.
And then
you have it all.
Yes. And then I have I love the Desi mask.
Ooh, yes.
Oh, yes. Yes.
That's like the one.
Love that one.
And it's Desi?
Yeah, okay. Desi.
Because, I mean, there are brands that have made...
Everybody has some a mask available. Now.
Did Neutrogena ever come back, like, create another one?
Or, no.
No, they just pulled it and that was it?
Yeah, that's
they pulled theirs. Yeah. They pulled it. I think, like, you do need to do your research when you're buying one of these for at home because they will charge you an arm and a leg, but then you don't know if it's actually going to deliver the results. Nikki DeRost, who is a makeup artist, she's amazing, and she had problems with acne, and she actually, like, her esthetician told her, like, you need to buy this panel, and she, like, literally bought this panel, and she's like, I don't regret a moment of it. Like,
no,
it completely changed my life.
For sure.
And she was like, it's an investment, but it's way better. And then she'll use the Skin Ink light, the tri-light.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she'll take it with her if she has, like, a breakout. But she's like, sometimes I just travel with the panel.
Yeah.
She's like a crazy person like us.
Yeah. There's really great handheld ones, too.
Yeah.
Those handheld ones. It's just more of, obviously, more of a pain because you have to move it around your face. But
totally.
So I want to get into pimples and breakouts because we know that hormonal acne is a real thing, and that adult acne, it's like more relevant than all. I love that you're pointing to like your one breakout. It really
but honestly, it keeps coming back.
Okay, so this is the question. Yeah, as Johnny's like, we need to get that thing out.
Yeah.
So let's say you get a pimple and it's in the same spot every single month or every couple of weeks. Why does that happen?
And how do we make it stop?
Does that happen to you?
Yeah.
Well,
I know, I know that this one is because it's by my hairline.
But a lot of times when you get a pimple and it keeps happening, it's because you never got it out completely.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's usually the problem. That's why you usually have to see someone to take, you know, to get it out with a lancet.
Yes. Okay. So I had this one right here, but you got it out. So I feel like now it's just.
You feel like it's done?
Yeah. I feel like it's gone. Like she finally. And I think that is. I mean, that's what I
believe as well.
Because you're
like squeezing it at home.
Totally.
And then,
do you recommend people trying to take their own or, you know?
I do, but like you have to know what you're doing, which I mean, I try to teach people. It's much easier to do it with a lancet so you're not, it doesn't become a messy situation.
If you're not familiar with a lancet, it's like a little needle. And I'm a... Again, crazy person, and I bought like 500. Yes, I have a whole box of them.
Yeah.
And if I see that I have something that's either come to a head or I know I can actually see like the little pore, like I can see it.
That's really good.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's so good.
I get in there, I'm like, boop. And then literally just I lightly press. And I have little gloves or little, like a
Maybe
little finger glove.
Maybe you need to
glove.
Do a video.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you should.
I don't want to get... I'm always scared, though, because I don't want
to... Oh, people to yell at you?
Yeah. Be like, well, you're not a professional, obviously.
I mean, I guess that's true, but you're kind of a professional.
I mean, kind of are.
I really am trying.
Yeah. But, okay, for non-professionals, what should they do when they get a breakout or
when
pimple?
They have a pimple? I think the best thing to do is spot treat, unless it does have... If it's a whitehead, you have to get that out.
Yeah.
So the best way would be... to lance it and
okay, so go see, get a facial, go see
for
a dermatologist
sure, or whatever you can. Yes,
this is
but
not Shawnee's.
Otherwise, you have to just spot treat it until it goes away and just like not touch it.
Do you believe in pimple patches?
I do. You know what? I just started testing them out. Mm-hmm. I think you have to be careful because some of them can leave some discoloration because it's so strong and you're wearing that. But I have been getting into them.
So I read something that was super interesting. Business of Fashion did, or maybe it was Vox did an amazing article on pimple patches and how they're becoming, it's like the number one bestseller on Amazon right now. Starface came out, like Julie Schott. She was a former beauty editor at Elle. She came out with hers. You actually, if you're using a pimple patch, there has to be an opening for stuff to come out of it. Like, it's a hydrocolloid patch. Mm-hmm. So the whole point is that it sucks whatever's in the wound out. So if you're just going to put it on something that doesn't have an opening, nothing's going to happen.
Yeah. You're just drying the outside.
Yeah. And I'm a crazy person, but I have like tried to figure out like the secret sauce for it. And if you don't have a lancet, and this is not Shawnee's advice, okay? If you don't have a lancet, I have a pair of really sharp tweezers.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
And I'll just lightly. I will take alcohol, sanitize them, and then lightly
like
puncture.
Like medical tweezers or like tweezers for your brow?
But a really deep point. Like they're so. Wow. I know Shawnee's
they're
like
the ones that look like chopsticks where it's very sharp. I know what you're talking about.
And I will.
That,
you should not be
using. She stabs her face.
I know I'm crazy. I lightly puncture it and then literally I will press down and everything will come out. Shawnee, I'm telling you, I'm onto something.
What about those little patches they now have with like almost like the little needles?
Yeah, so I use that one, the Zit Sticker.
Yes.
I found that of the ones that have come out, those are the
ones
that
you need.
But they don't do enough to actually like put anything deep into the skin. And it like might help, but.
And it'll help like a smaller pimples, but like for this angry guy up here, that's not gonna work on this guy.
Everybody has to read this article on Vox. It totally blew my mind when it comes to pimple patches, like, cause it teaches you the right way to use them. Cause if you aren't a believer, I love them. I love the CosRx. I think they're the best
ones. CosRx are similar.
They're the best. And like you can, they make a one that is so transparent, like you could wear it out in public and no one would know you had it on.
I have to try that one.
Yeah, they're amazing. I buy them on Amazon in bulk because they're so fabulous. But if you have a pimple,
do not take tweezers to them.
Do it. Try it. Don't blame me if you fuck it up. Sorry.
I love that she said she stabs herself with tweezers.
I literally just go, boop. I mean, what's the difference between stabbing yourself with a sharp tweezer and then a little
lancet
needle?
Lancet is so much thinner.
Oh my God. Are you kidding me, Kirby?
That's like a knife.
Yeah.
Listen, it's very gratifying getting that shit
it
out of the
really
pimple.
It really is, though. I'm sure
right
it
now.
Is when you're just squeezing.
Yeah, but to recap, if you have a whitehead, you have to remove the whitehead. Like,
for sure.
That's not just going to go away with, tender, loving care. If you have, like, something underneath the skin, just use a spot treatment.
Yeah, a cystic pimple you want to leave alone. It's got to run its course. It usually can take, it's up to 5 days usually.
Yep.
But you have to let it run its course. There's nothing, there's no picking. You're not going to get anywhere.
Okay, great. Love that.
I have a question.
Yes.
Is there like a common skin issue that like you're seeing a lot more of lately with your clients or, you know, getting a lot of questions about on Instagram?
I'm seeing a lot of rashes. I was just talking to Dr. Benitez about this too because I was like, do you see more? She's like, I'm a dermatologist, Shawnee. I see them all the time. But I feel like I'm seeing so many people have allergies now. Like so many of my clients out of nowhere, all of a sudden they start getting these like weird, little pimples everywhere, and I'm like, that's a rash, and they end up having, they can't figure out what it is that they're using, what's changed, and I think people are having really weird food allergies, and also from a lot of overuse of all these active products. I see that a lot actually now.
I think that's a really great point, especially as you get older, your body changes in different ways. It would make sense that something might bring on an allergy that you didn't expect.
Right.
So like after years of using one product, it's for like, sure. I hated the taste of lemon as a kid. Now I want a lemon bar every day.
Right.
Like
right.
It just
I would
is,
love a lemon bar. That
can we get a lemon bar? Like
so
Sweet Lady Jane.
Beef jerky. Yeah. Yes.
Shawnee earlier was like, I would really die for some beef jerky. We know now for
your
the party.
Was like, I don't I have
ever, a DJ's like, we don't have that.
It's all I ever want.
No, but if you, so I guess the question is how do you know if it's a rash versus it's so hard?
Well, usually with, you'll see a lot of, it's almost like dermatitis. You'll see a lot of people with, it's very, very, very small bumps. Sometimes they can fill up just a little bit. And it's almost like if you wipe them with a warm washcloth, they would just go away. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That's like a dermatitis rash situation.
And it always happens around my mouth.
Yep. A lot of people get that around the mouth, nose area, but it can be from so many different things.
Right. So what do you recommend?
Going to a dermatologist for that, because it's hard to treat. I mean, I recently got it and I don't know what it came from, and I just stopped using everything. Yep. And then finally it went away.
Yeah. Which is so hard for people like yeah. us, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners, because we're trying new products all the time.
Right.
And if you invest in a skincare regimen that you believe in, and then this is happening, it's going to be really difficult for you to want to give that up. But yeah. I think the best thing is, if you have a rash or you have a breakout that you can't pinpoint, like what if it's not hormonal, it's not going away, you need kind of to just go clean turkey.
Yep.
Go
no retinol,
nothing. Use a gentle cleanser to make sure you're removing all your makeup, maybe even a micellar water, yep. and then make sure you're protecting your skin with the sunblock, and use a nice moisturizer yep. at night. But nothing that is too fragrant, like right. keep it super yep. part mm-hmm. back.
What are your suggestions for spot testing a product?
Oh, before? Mm-hmm. I just always tell people, I mean, yes, spot, you can, if you're really sensitive, for sure, just putting a little bit like around your, near your ear is great. But otherwise, I'm more of like, just start with once a week.
Okay.
On anything active, and then build up slowly. You got to give your skin a chance.
Are there any skincare trends that you're seeing that you wish would die? That like when people talk to you about like what they're doing, or you see it on Instagram, you're like, oh my God, I wish people would stop doing this.
I don't know. I guess so many of the lasers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of lasers. And then I'll see people after and I'm like, did you like it? And they're like, I didn't really notice a difference. And I'm like, why do you keep doing it?
Mm. What about, since, you know, the holidays are coming up and there's going to be a lot of traveling, doing like a skincare routine on the plane?
I think it depends. If you're someone that gets really dry, definitely having a mask that you can do while you're on the plane. It just kind of depends. It doesn't usually bother me when I'm on the plane, but for some people, if you get dry, definitely using a mask.
I also just feel like sometimes, you know, the plain skincare has turned into like a trend on Instagram.
Oh my God, you have no idea.
There are new brands that have launched and they're like specifically made for the plane.
100%.
Yeah, but it's which is just weird kind of, because it's a recycled air. So I'm like, I don't want anything. Mm-mm. That's weird to me. But
right.
then also hyaluronic acid, like for a lot of people are like, oh, I'm on a plane, I'm going to be dehydrated.
Right.
Like, let me put hyaluronic acid. But guess what? Hyaluronic acid like pulls from the moisture from the air. So if there's no moisture in the air, it could actually dehydrate you.
Right.
So you have to just be smart. I see people sometimes putting on like sheet masks and stuff. I'm like, whatever. Like,
right.
Enjoy yeah. your self-care.
Right.
Like this is more of like an anxiety
yes.
reducer.
Than I get that question a lot.
Yeah. I'm sure.
What do like, you use? What's a good plane routine?
Yeah.
And it's more about afterwards, mm-hmm. like before and afterwards.
Which is what yeah. our dear friend Renee always says too. She's like, just wash your face right after when you get home.
Right.
Yep. Yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
Los Angeles is brought to you by Afterpay. Partnered with more than 9,000 United States brands and retailers, Afterpay allows for you to shop now, enjoy now, and pay later. Shawnee, is there anything we should be on the lookout for from you in 2020?
Ooh.
A comeback to music videos?
No. I think just new amazing products. So I'm developing a bunch of products. So I'm excited about all of that.
Okay, so we have some very exciting news for our amazing listeners. Obviously, it's the holidays. We wanted to do another giveaway for you guys. So Shawnee is graciously going to give away her entire skin regimen for you and your friend. So go to our Instagram right now and enter to win. All the instructions are there, and we're going to wrap this up so that you can get these products ahead of the holidays so that you can share the beautiful skincare wealth.
Can you remind us where we can find you?
You mean like my Instagram?
Yeah.
At Shawnee Darden or ShawneeDarden.com.
Perfect.
Okay, great.
If you are able to get in LA, I highly recommend coming to the spa. It's gorgeous.
When I walk in, my shoulders just like yeah. release, and I like take this deep breath and I'm like relaxed.
Like God
above.
Glad.
It's like zen.
Chill out. And you'll be back for our little
yep.
girls' night.
We're okay, doing. I'm so
we're
done.
Doing girls'
like,
night.
That will go happening.
Live
done.
On Los
yes.
Angeles.
It's done. Yes.
So Shawnee, thank you so much.
Thank you guys.
We love you.
Love you. Love
and thank you guys for listening. As always, you can find us on Instagram at @Gloss_Angeles, on Twitter at @GlossAngelesPod, and find us on Facebook. Just search Los Angeles, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.